Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your Now Sabbath Gathering Ministry and your messenger is Apostle W.J. Armstrong. And there may be some distractions, but bear with me today as we deal with this. Today is the calling you have received. And as we deal with the calling that you have received, we're looking at it from the eyes of the scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. And I'm going to read it, and then we're going to walk through it and see what it says to each one of us. And let us take a moment here as you get your Bible, either your hard copy or on your smartphone or tablet. I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 4 and see what the Holy Spirit has to say to you. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. Verse 7, but to each one of us grace has been given as Christ appointed it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascend mean, except that he also descended to the lower earth region? Verse 10. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fulfill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Calling you have received. So we begin to raise questions. The calling, who called you? Was it your parents? Your grandparents? Was it the person in the saloon or at the bar? Who called you? Following? Are you following this fallen spirit? And it goes on. It says, as a prisoner for the Lord. Who is the Lord? How are you defining the Lord? Adonai is the name that the Hebrew Israelite gave and translate me, my Lord. Who is your Lord? That's what comes out of one's mouth, what's in one's heart, and that helps one who's listening determine who their God is or who called them. And the scripture is clear. You try the spirit by the spirit. And if that which comes out of people's mouth is not, does not line up with God's word, then we know that who called them was not the creator. And then it goes on and says, urge you, what? To live a life worthy of your calling. What that's saying is that you must live your calling, that it is not so much that you tell people what you were about your calling, it's what are you doing? What? How are you living? What's your lifestyle? What are your fruits? People know who you are by your fruits. You know what an apple tree is by its fruits that fall from it. You know that an apple tree is not a pear tree. So, the calling you have received, who called you? Then he goes on with more characteristics. He says, be completely, not halfway, but completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love, not lust, not your love, but the love of God. How do you know it? You know God's love by reading his word. And when you read his words, you see in the first book, Genesis, he put everything here that we will ever need. I was watching TV and this doctor was talking about food is medicine. If you go back to Genesis, God said he put everything here for us, for our benefit. Now just think about it. And then it goes on, it says, about make every effort to keep what? The unity of the Spirit. You can tell whether people are on one accord or whether people are at each other's throat. And I was in a denomination where they had 65 churches was in conflict. That says those individuals in those churches and those bodies of Christ, somebody was not practicing, they were not humble, gentle, patient, and they were not bearing each other in love, not the God type of love, not making sure that everybody was taken care of, making sure that the people was hungry, they were fed, making sure that people were naked, they were clothed. And that's Matthew 25 forward. And then it goes on to verse 4. It's what I just read. It says, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. Jesus is making it clear here as what you're supposed to be, what your purpose is, and what you should be about. Why did he call you? He called you so that, and I'm sort of getting ahead of myself, but to build up the body of Christ. And that will come, you will see that. His word. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Not two Lords, not two faiths, but one baptism. And I always say that when you look at it, the God of your understanding, there's one God. You may understand and different from the way I understand God, because your experience is different, your relationship is different. But it's the same God. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Here Jesus is establishing authority. He's establishing authority. He's not assuming anything. He said that there's one God and Father of all. Not him. The Father is his head, the head of him. Now let's go on. Let's see how Jesus handled it. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Grace. We couldn't earn it, but gave us grace. And we go on to the next verse, section, tells you a little something else about him. It says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. Power, authority, better than him. And he's showing that he can do what? He can give to his people. Now we go to verse 9. It says, what does he ascend that mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly region? Let's go on. And how does that relate to you and me? He ascended into the heavens. But he also ascended into the earth, which we call hell. And that shows one who gave him the authority to do what he was able to do. Because he was not the creator. He was able to go up to the heavens with the Father, and he had power and authority over Hades, or some people call hell. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. He established his authority. He established who he was or who he is. So he given us, as we continue to read, we begin to see what he gave us. And it goes on. Now, just listen to this. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, teachers. Who called them? Who gave them? Who authority are they operating under? Are they, did they make themselves? Or did someone else make them? Think about it. So that when we hear these people, and these people are speaking, we listen to see who is speaking through them. Is it the Christ who received his instruction from the Father, gave him the message to give to us, or is it the people? Because Jesus said that men are going to come in his name and be crying, Lord, Lord, and not about him. So, how are we to know? If we go back up, he made it clear. Be humble, completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Bear with one another in love. Unity. Now, we all have been in the body of Christ in the congregation. Whenever sometime people come through town and they say that they are prophets, they say they're evangelists, they say that they are apostles. But what are their fruits telling you? You got somebody come by saying that they're a prophet, and they're prophesying and telling you what you want to hear, or are they telling you what that's their glory? How do we know? We can go back to the prophets of old. The prophets of old never spoke on their own accord, always spoke according to what God said the Lord, what God gave them. And whenever you look at what way the word is, what do you see? The prophet most of the time is not loved, not wanted, because the words that they speak are harsh. Their words are spoken that the people don't want to hear. And sometimes when that happens, what, the people run them out of town, or they run themselves out of town to get away from the people. Here it's clear in verse 11, your calling comes from Christ. And he explained, it made it clear here, that verse 1, as a prisoner for the Lord. And if we go down to verse 7, but to each one of us grace has been given, Christ gave it. We just think about it. And why did Christ give all of this? So Christ himself gave apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Why? To equip his people for works of service. Okay. He equipped his people for the work of service. What kind of service? What are you calling? What do you feel you called to do? What's your purpose? How do you know your calling? To equip the people for work of service. Why? So that the body of Christ may be built up. Do you know what the body of Christ is? Is it a building? Is it the building? Or is it the people? You build it. Build it by bringing in new members. You build it by spoken word and speaking it with power and authority. And in so doing, people will be drawn to it. If you go back to Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, when those who were looking on, when the Comforter, the Holy Spirit came like a rushing wind. And those who was looking on, they heard people speaking in all different languages from them. They were not able to discern what the people were saying, and they did not understand the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. and what it was doing to the people. So they equated it to what they understood. When people consume too many distilled spirits, they're drunk. That's what they thought would happen. But the man who was called, who Jesus called Peter, he spoke up and explained to them that it was just 11 hour. Therefore, they were not drunk. And in his explanation, the way that he spoke with power and authority. And that power and authority touched the hearers in a way that they wanted to know, what must they do? The way you build up the body of Christ with the spoken word. Because the word has the power and authority to draw people. And it goes on and says, the king says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, can I stop there and reach unity? Go back up. Verse 2. Unity in the faith can mean that we are completely humble and gentle, a patient bearing with one another in love, and make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. Think about it. Down here it comes back again. Faith and then the knowledge of the Son. He made it clear who he was. He ascended, he descended. He had power, he has authority. He delegated that power and authority to the people. Why? So that they could build the body of Christ. He worked through others. He didn't just depend on himself. He worked through others. He got the job done through others. We were commanded to take the gospel. They took the gospel. And as they go on, come by hearing the word. And the word comes from who? God. And then he says, in knowledge of the Son, of God, he makes it clear who he is. He's not God. He's the Son of God. And in so doing, he established himself. He established his covenant. God, the Father, then the Son. And what did the Son do? The Son delegated to us the power and authority to be able to carry out the word, the gospel message, the message that he gave the disciples. And if we study the word, as we meditate and reflect on the word, as the Holy Spirit guides us, what happens? We become mature in the faith, attending to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Clear who called you. As many people profess to be called, but they're not called by God through his Son. They're called by many other that may not be even believed. And now I want you to think about this and I want you to reflect on it. And see who called you. See if you understand your calling. And you know, today, it's amazing. I was tired before. I was exhausted before. Point where I was considering not being on today. I didn't think I had that energy. Physically, I didn't. Spiritually, I had. Spiritually, I overcame those spirits that was attacking, those spirits that were trying to weigh me down, those spirits that were trying to prevent me from speaking the word, from fulfilling the gift that I have been given, the gift. And I realized that towards this within 10 minutes before, and I made up my mind that nothing was going to stop me from fulfilling my calling, because I didn't call me. If I had called me, I wouldn't be on. I knew who called me. Why I was calling, what my purpose was or is. And as a result of that, I found that faith, that complete faith that it was talking about. And I was able to proclaim the word in a way that I know that lives will be touched, lives will be changed, people will be delivered just by the word. Is the message for the day. The calling. Who calls you? Are you an apostle? Are you an evangelist? Are you a pastor? Are you a teacher? Are you a pastor? Do you know? Do you understand? And do you realize that it is a lifestyle? It's a lifestyle. It's not just happening in the moment. People expect you to live that which you say you are. You'll be attacked by those evil spirits because they do not want you to spread the good news. Especially in this time that we are living in, time is this. They are everywhere. Those spirits are everywhere. And I trust and I pray that you who heard, that your ears may be open, or your ears may open your eyes. Want to hear more, see more, and you pick up your Bible and begin to study, and you find a place where you can come together with others and grow into maturity, the same word that we have. Until you go through trials and tribulations, now, you won't know how strong you are. I just want you to sit with the word and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you your calling. And if you feel you want to contact me, You may text me 980-636-4662, or you may email me at talkingdrums12@gmail.com. Talking, TALKING, drums, DRUMS, one word, 12@gmail.com. And I thank you for listening on this Sabbath day. Shalom.